Tea soon. That old black magic. Swan was transparent. Lady is cold and hard and committed and deadlier than a sword with a will of its own, but these guys just can't seem to help themselves. It started with the old man way back, but the parade goes on. The fever cost Blade big. Despite what may have happened with Blade, I'm convinced that Lady is the captain's woman, absolutely. Whatever happened, Croker took it to heart. He drove a good man over to the enemy and became something as cold as Lady himself. Half the time anymore, Croker is this living war god, so fierce that when he barks, even the prince and the Radisha jump. Aloud, Lady wondered what Howler's raids were meant to accomplish. Swan blurted Bucket's answer. He wanted to pick off Black Company guys. That's obvious. I see, Lady asked. Is there more? One of the Gnar replied. Mugaba wouldn't test himself against lesser men. Long Shadow might want to remove those so he can better manipulate Mugaba's obsessions. Or he might be trying to initiate the final battle by being a continuous irritant. The prince nodded to himself. Now he was watching Lady with that gleam in his eye. Was it the fatal lure of evil? Perhaps he does want to bring Croker to the front. How many times over the centuries has Lady stood like that, about to loose fire and sword? She said, "We do need to move this headquarters nearer to the action. The communications lag has become unacceptable. Swan, hand me that map there." Swan plucked a map off a sideboard cluttered with mystic paraphernalia. His caution indicated that he found that stuff obscure and wanted it to stay that way. The map portrayed the far south. A large blank space on its left was labeled Shindai Kus, which was a desert. Beyond the unmapped nether edge of the desert was additional blank space labeled Ocean. Beginning in the Shindai Kus, running east and curving northward, are mountains generically referred to as the Danda Presh. They become rougher and rougher as they swerve around to form, eventually, the eastern limits of the Taglian territories. The range changes its local name frequently. It's supposed to be impassable east of the Shindai Kus, except through the high pass at Charandaprash. Long Shadow, Shadow Catch, and Overlook lie on the far side of the Danda Presh. Mugaba's army was the cork in the pass, bottlenecking the road south. For ages, a common subject when officers weren't listening was how badly would we get whipped if we took a crack at Mugaba. A racket apparently arose outside because Swan jumped to the window. "A courier," he announced. I could hear no sound from outside that room. In fact, when I did glance out the window, I could see